Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just can't give up now. Hallelujah. We've come too far from where we started from. Hallelujah. See, I know some of us saints out there, we can't relate to that song, hallelujah, because they wasn't brought in out any type of bondage or any type of stronghold, hallelujah. So where they came from wasn't that bad, hallelujah. But I tell you, I just can't give up now, hallelujah, because I've come too far, hallelujah. I tell you from where I started from. I tell you that road may not be easy, hallelujah, but I tell you, it's definitely worth it. When your back is against the wall, hallelujah, he'll give you strength. When you don't know what to do, he'll tell you what to do, hallelujah. I tell you, you're going to run across some bumps and some bruises, hallelujah, but none of us can climb a smooth mountain. But I do tell you this, you just can't give up now. Hallelujah, because you may not be where you want to be, hallelujah, but I tell you, you're definitely not where you used to be. So I thank God for today. I thank God for you, you, and you, and I welcome you to MCI, Blog Talk Radio. Today I am your host, Lady T. You're on the weekly word workout. Hallelujah. I just thank God to be back on the line. My God, I missed last week. I wasn't feeling very well, but I thank God for my husband, Bishop Butler, coming in and stepping in for me. I just thank God for that. I tell you, sometimes you got to have your covering. Hallelujah. The show don't stop just because something goes wrong or something happens. So I thank God for the covering. I thank God for the man of God stepping in for me. Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank God for this radio blog where you can get the word. Hallelujah. All during the week. Hallelujah. I tell you, you got to get into the word because faith comes by hearing, hearing what the word of God. I tell you, people of God, iron sharpening iron. He said on my word day and night. Hallelujah. We're giving out exactly what God is cooking up. Hallelujah. We're serving exactly what he has on the menu. And I thank God for our Mondays with Pastor McNeil at 6 o'clock. And Tuesday we have Bishop Butler with UTM at 6 o'clock. And you have me, myself, Lady T, on Wednesdays with your weekly word workout. And then you have Fridays, again, the mighty man of God, Pastor McNeil. And then you have on Sundays, hallelujah, your Sunday worship with the awesome woman of God, Apostle McNeil. People of God, I'm telling you, you got to tune in for some of this good word. Tune in to see what God is saying. Tune in to get your word for the day. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this word is food for your soul. Hallelujah. And if it's in the word, it's undisputed. So I thank God for having me here today, for allowing us to come together. And if you guys would just bow your heads with me so we can just go before the throne before we get into this word. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. Lord, it's just me again, your servant, your humble servant coming before you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just asking you for nothing, but thanking you, God, for everything, for your kindness, for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Father God, asking that you would hide me behind the shadows of your cross, Father God, none of me, but all of you, no fear, no nerves, no anxieties, only the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Father God, I thank you for this word that you have today. Let it be two things, Father God, precise and right, so that it could be a blessing to your people, glory to your name, and edifying to the body of Christ. Father God, in all that we do in Jesus' name, we pray that you would get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, thanks to God, I thought I was would be teaching or preaching on a whole different topic than where God has me. But God said, trust. Hallelujah. As I was studying on my other topic, you know, he dropped the word trust into my spirit, hallelujah. And I'm like, okay, God, is that something that you want me to study on? Or, you know, do I need help in that area? Is it something you want to talk to the people of God about? Hallelujah. So I said, you know what, God, thank you. Amen. We'll go ahead and change this venue, hallelujah, to trust, because I believe God has a word that he wants the people to hear about trust. Hallelujah. It's a simple word, hallelujah, very familiar scripture, and I have to be obedient unto God and what he's asking me to do. So if you would turn with me to, in your Bibles, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and we'll start with verse 5 and 6. Amen. Again, that's Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. And it reads as such: trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, let me say that again, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, as I mentioned earlier, that this is a very familiar passage, hallelujah, a very familiar passage of scripture, and most times we find it hard to put our trust in something or someone for various reasons. Maybe the trust has been broken, or maybe trusting has caused too much heartache and pain, or maybe trust has caused violations in your life. Many things can cause us to have lack of trust. Now, because of lack of trust, we get stuck in a would have, could have, should have era in our lives. We tend to say, if I would have did this, then maybe the trust could have been deeper, or if I could have did this, or I should have did that. Hallelujah. See, not understanding that it is a trick of the enemy to unconsciously have us stuck, to have us stuck in a dark place where we would not allow anything or anyone to help us, restore us, revise us, because we have been overtaken by our trust issues. Some of us have went so long in our lives not trusting, or with trust issues, that not trusting has become the norm. It has become okay not to trust. We so often say that trust is, or trust has to be earned, not understanding that trust cannot be earned, it must be given. We can lay our lives down for someone and they still not trust us. Just ask Jesus Christ himself. Now, people of God, as I speak on trust and the lack of trust and the things that causes us not to know how, or not to desire, or not to want to trust, understand that all that I have spoken about so far are things man has done to cause a distance between Christians and trust, a distance that has caused us not to be able to be fulfilled. Now, in the Bible, and Proverbs, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord. It says, trust in the Lord. See, even though we have been through some trials and tribulations in our life, which has caused us to have lack of trust, even though we feel that trust is something that needs to be earned and not given. Even though we feel like that we cannot trust because of various things that may have happened, God instructs us in the Bible. It says, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. So for all of us that feel that trust has to be earned, he died on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. I mean, he has taken stripes in and he has done things to allow us to see that he would never leave nor forsake us. He has done so many things, hallelujah, that have earned our trust, but yet we still do not trust him. As I said before, trust cannot be earned. It has to be given. Now, God says, trust in the Lord, or the Bible says, trust in the Lord. God is saying he wants us to believe in his reliability, believe in his truth, believe in his ability and his strength. Put our confidence, our hope, and our expectation in him. If you trust anything or anyone other than God, it leads to destruction. And destruction is described as not being able to trust or having trust issues or not freeing yourself to be trusted or not putting yourself in a position to receive or give trust. So if you trust anything other than God, then you may experience these types of disappointments when it comes to trust. You may find yourself pray and find yourself caught up in this trickery of the devil of unconsciously being stuck in the no trust game. See, if you don't understand that trusting God is more than, well, let me say this, people of God. Understand that trusting God or God is, it's a need. Hallelujah. We need to trust God. People of God, let me say this one more time. It is a situation when God said trust in the Lord. It's something that we need to do. See, trust in God is more than a want. It is a need. We have to understand that in order for the things to be fulfilled in our lives and purpose, we need to trust God. And it's a very important standard or belief that we trust him. And I know you're asking, why is this so important? I'm glad that you asked. See, we handle a need different than we handle a want. Hallelujah. Let me slow it down. See, when we recognize that it is something that we need, we handle it differently. See, a want is something we can live without. But recognizing that my confidence, my growth, and my life depends on me having this need. See, a need is something you cannot do without. See, there's a need to trust God. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord. See, I trust God with my life. I trust God with my children. I trust God with my marriage. I trust God with my job. And I trust him with my home and my car and my friends. See, God can have all that I have because without him, I would have nothing. So I trust him with my anointing and my ministry. And I trust him with my school and my teaching. And see, that's what he said. He said, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Since trust, see, I trust God. See, he may not come when you call him, but he's always on time. See, I trust God when things don't go as I plan, because I know that all things work out for the good. I trust God with all my battles, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, I trust God with my life, because if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart. See, I trust God with my bills, because he will supply me with all my needs according to his riches and glory. See, I trust God. See, Psalms 143:8 says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. He said, for in thee do I trust. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. See, we have to understand that God is instructing us to trust in the Lord, to trust in him, not only to trust in him, but we have to trust in him with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Now, understanding that when he said, I want you to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, that means that he wants us to see the heart is the center of your soul. Hear me, people of God. Let's talk about trust tonight. See, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. See, that heart is that centerpiece of your soul. See, your heart is where, if your feelings get hurt, where it's felt. Your heart is where, if you fall in love, where you feel the emotions. Your heart is that place where if something goes wrong, you can feel it. Hallelujah. See, the heart is the center of the soul. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. See, God says, trust in the Lord with that sacred part, hallelujah, with that part of your life, hallelujah, that dictates everything. It can hurt. It can be crushed. It can be broken. I need you to trust me with the most intimate part of you. Hallelujah. So a lot of times, people, we don't want people to see our hearts or know our hearts because they're taking advantage of our hearts because our hearts dictate who we are. But God said, trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That means the most intimate part of you. Hallelujah. So God says, I want to be that person for you. I want to be who you run to when everything seems to be going wrong. I want to be all that you have in need. God is saying, I need you to trust in me with all of your heart. And see, once you start to trust in God with all of your heart, once you start to believe in God and understand in God and knowing that God will direct your path and that God will show you the way, see, then he's asking us to lean not on your own understanding. God said first, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Bible tells us, see, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. I want you to give everything to God. I want you to trust him with your most sacred parts of your life. I want you to trust him with your most sacred secrets. I want you to trust him with the things that you don't trust anybody else with. I want you to trust the Lord with your heart, with your most deepest part, the center of your soul. He said, I want you to lean not unto thy own understanding. God is saying, don't try to figure everything out on your own. You know, we all have this, I got this moment, hallelujah, or I know how this is supposed to be done. Even a lot of times, people of God, sometimes it don't even make sense when he says, lean not unto your own understanding. We understand that, you know, sometimes we are in situations. I was dealing with an example this morning where your car may break down. Hallelujah. You got children with cars. Hallelujah. See, leaning on your own understanding is knowing that, okay, that my kids will make sure that I get back and forth to work because this is what I expect of them. This is what they should do. Hallelujah. But what if you call your child to pick you up from work and something happens and they have something to do or something was lined up? See, if you had leaned on God or if you had acknowledged God in that situation, see, God may have had a total different plan for that particular situation. God may have had a total different plan that would be in the line of what he's doing in your life for that particular situation. See, we have to understand that Romans 12:2 tells us, be ye not conformed to this world. but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When he said, lean not on your own understanding, people of God, we were born in this world. We were born of sin and iniquity. We were taught certain things as a child that stuck with us as we grew older. Hallelujah. Say, for instance, if your child, if you were taught as a child that if someone hits you, you are to hit them back. Hallelujah. See, that's leaning on to your own understanding or leaning on what you were taught. But the Bible says if someone slaps you, you are to turn the other cheek. See, God is trying to teach us, don't lean on what you already think you know. Don't lean on what you think is right for the situation. The Bible teaches us there is a way which seemeth right unto man. See, stop trying to do it our way. See, God says stop leaning on the understanding of how you do things. Stop leaning on the way. And see, leaning on means to gear towards. Hallelujah. That means to go towards something or to head in that direction. So God is saying stop heading in the direction in which the world took you. Hallelujah. Stop leaning on the things in which the world has shown you. Stop trying to do things yourself, because what happened is that as long as you're being transformed, you're being taught. I'm showing you how to do things my way. I'm showing you how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. People of God, what we're doing is that we're leaning on our own understanding. We're trying to do things our own way. We're trying to do things the way that seemeth right. Hallelujah. Even though it seems like it could be a good gesture, maybe it seems like it could be the right thing to do. Hallelujah. But if you're not trusting the Lord with all your heart, and then you're leaning on the understanding of yourself, hallelujah, because if you're trusting in the Lord, hallelujah, then whatever that gesture is, it's going to be from the Lord. Whatever way you're told to go, it's going to be from the Lord. Whatever thing you're told to do, it's going to be from the Lord. And you're going to know it's from the Lord because you trust him. Hallelujah. Even when things just don't seem like they're right, or they don't turn out the way that you expected them to turn out. Hallelujah. You still trust in God because you know that God's plan is way better than your plan. Hallelujah. So God is saying, trust, people of God. God is saying that we need to learn how to trust in him. We need to stop trusting in ourselves. We need to stop having this form of trust. Hallelujah. We need to stop not understanding that God is saying, I'm an all or nothing God. He said, I need you to trust me with the most inner part of your soul. I need you to trust me with everything that you have. Your darkest secret, hallelujah. Your lifeline, I need you to trust me with everything, hallelujah, that's inside of you, because what's inside of you, hallelujah, I put there. I just need to nurture it. I need to lead and guide it, hallelujah. But what you're leaning on your own understanding, you're in my way, God is saying. He said, you're tying my hands, hallelujah. When you want to do things your way, hallelujah, I've given you the will, hallelujah. So I got to let it play out, hallelujah. But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart, hallelujah, then you don't lean on your own understanding. Then I can lead and guide you with the way I want you to go. Then we can do things my way and not your way. Hallelujah. He said, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Then the Bible goes on to teach us in verse 6, and it says, and in all your ways. Hallelujah. It says, in all of your ways, all of your actions, all of your thoughts, all of your plans, all of your goings, all that you do, in everything, it says to acknowledge him. Hallelujah. See, when we acknowledge God, that means that we include God. We consider God. Hallelujah. And God is saying that he wants us to consider him, not just on Sunday, not just when you're in front of the pastor or first lady, bishop or apostle, not when you're at a church event or not when you're just in front of church folks. He said, I need you to acknowledge him in all your ways. See, all your ways mean the good, the bad, and the ugly. See, in all your ways. See, we can't pick and choose, people of God, the things that we want to include him. See, I can't include God in my bills or acknowledge him in my bills, but I don't acknowledge him in my love life. I don't want to acknowledge God in my children, but I don't acknowledge him when I'm at the club. Or I don't want to acknowledge him on my job, but I don't acknowledge him in my addiction. Hallelujah. See, I acknowledge God in the things that I want to include him in. But the Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Which tells me, people of God, that we can't pick and choose the things in which we want to give to God. We can't pick and choose the things that we want God's hand in. We can't pick and choose the things that God, that we want God to help us with. We can't pick and choose the things that we want God to take over for us. God said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. God has said, I want to be a part of every piece of your life. Hallelujah. See, if you're acknowledging God, if you are considering him, hallelujah, that thought that you may have to do something that's not in your plan, hallelujah, God will let you know don't right. When you're going right and he wants you to go left, he'll give you that nudge. Hallelujah. But you got to acknowledge him in all of your ways. God wants to be included in our life. He wants to be a part of our life. He wants to be our life. He wants everything that we do, hallelujah, to involve him. He wants us to delight ourselves in him so that he can give us the desires of our hearts. Hallelujah. He said that he is our God. He would never leave nor forsake us. Hallelujah. He just asked that we acknowledge him, hallelujah, in all of our ways, hallelujah. And if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, then we don't have to worry about kicking against the prick, hallelujah. We don't have to worry about things that may come against us that wasn't meant for us. Hallelujah. If we acknowledge our ways, not only do we have to worry about kicking against the prick, he said, and he shall direct our path. It says, and he shall direct our path. God is saying, if you, hallelujah, if you would allow him to take the wheel and drive the car. He said, if you will allow him to just be God in our life. He said, and he shall direct thy path. He said that he will literally straighten your path or smooth your path. God will make righteousness attainable. Hallelujah. Not saying that you won't have a few bumps or bruises, not saying that things won't happen in your life, or not saying that things you won't come across certain mountains or certain obstacles, not saying that things are not going to cause you to stumble or fall down, not saying that things are not going to happen, but what I am saying is that those things that do happen were meant to happen. Hallelujah. The things that do happen is the things that's going to catapult you into who God has called you to be. If you let him direct your path, the things that you need to happen in your life will lead you right into your purpose and into your destiny. If you let him direct your path, he will straighten and smooth that path where you don't have to hit the obstacles that you would hit if you don't let him direct. God is saying, I will direct that path. He said, I will make your way smooth. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path. Hallelujah. See, people of God, we're going about this the wrong way. We're picking and choosing the things that we want to trust God in. We're picking the things that we want to have faith for. We're picking these things that we want to give over to God, but we have to understand that the God that we serve is an all-or-nothing God. Yes, he's a long-suffering God. Yes, he's a meek God. Yes, he's a loving God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God is saying, I want all of you. The word says, he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Hallelujah. See, there's nothing in that scripture that says that you can do this thing halfway. This is trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not a piece of your heart, not a part of your heart, but all of your heart. And once you trust him with your heart, and then lean not unto your own understanding. Stop trying to do things yourself. Stop trying to move under your own accord. Let God lead and guide you. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. People of God, and he will direct your path. People of God, these are instructions. These are very important instructions. Hallelujah. See, the life that we live in, this life is about faith. It's about believing. It's about trusting. It's about obedience. Hallelujah, God. So if you have faith in God and you're obedient to God, that generates the trusting in God. Once you have faith in something, you believe in it. And because you believe in it, hallelujah, you're going to be obedient to what it tells you to do. And because you're obedient to what it's telling you to do, that means that you're trusting. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So people of God, we got to start walking in faith. We got to start trusting God with all of our hearts. Even when things don't look the way that you wanted to look. Even when things don't go the way that you planned it to go. You know that God's plan is better than your plan. You know that God has something in store and waiting for you. Hallelujah. You know that even though it didn't go your way, hallelujah, that God's way is better. Hallelujah. But God said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. He said, no weapon formed against you to prosper. So you already know that you're covered. He said, hallelujah. Great is he that's within me than he is in the world. So you already equipped, hallelujah, for the trust in her. All you have to do is give it. And if you're one of those that feel that trust has to be earned, he says his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish. Hallelujah. He earned that by sending his son so you and I, hallelujah, we'll have a way to get back to him. So that you and I have a way to communicate directly through him. Hallelujah. So if you're looking, or you're one of those ones that says that trust has to be earned. God has did so many things in your life. He woke you up this morning. He's earned for you to trust him with all your heart. Hallelujah. He started you on your way. He's earned for you to trust him with all of your heart. Hallelujah. Just him being God enough, just being God alone is enough for us to trust him with all of our heart. Just our conversion, people of God, on who we used to be versus who we are now. Hallelujah. The song said it so well. Hallelujah. It is no giving up now, people of God. It's time to trust in God with all of your heart, with everything that's inside of you. Hallelujah. We've come too far from where we started from. Hallelujah. We're going to start this day right now with trusting God with all of our heart. I know sometimes we feel like that we do that, and, well, I do trust God with all of my heart, but you got to dig deep inside of yourself and really say, hey, do I really trust him, or do you still have that thing in the back of your head to say, well, what if? Hallelujah. God says, lean not on your own understanding. He said, I got it, baby. Just let me drive. Let me take the wheel. Let me drive. And trust and believe every bump and bruise that we come across is taking you to your path. It's taking you to your destiny. And it's catapulting you to your purpose. So, God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Father God, for allowing us to open our hearts and our minds to lean not on our understanding, but, God, trust in you with all of our hearts. Hallelujah. In all of our ways, acknowledge you. Father God, and if we don't know how, show us. Show us what trust looks like. Show us what loving you look like. Show us what being obedient to you look like. Father God, if it's those that just don't understand how to do it, Father, we ask you right now, show us what it looks like to do what you're asking us to do or what you're instructing us to do. Father God, we say yes to your will and to your way. We surrender everything unto you. Father God, we are on this line right now seeking information, seeking just something, hallelujah, to lead and guide us, to show us exactly what it is, our next move. Father God, we're trusting in you. We're not leaning on our own understanding. We acknowledge you right now, Father God. Hallelujah. You're gracious and wonderful. Hallelujah. We're asking that you direct our path, Father God. Show us the way to go. Lead and guide us into who you have called us to be, Father God. We just give everything over to you right now, Lord. As we speak, as my voice comes forth right now, we give everything over to you. Father God, we're trusting in you right now. We're building a new trust, Father God. Something is coming through and over us right now, hallelujah. Opening up our minds and hearts, giving us understanding and wisdom on what you would have us to do, Father God. We're asking you right now, Lord. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our destiny, and have your way in our purpose, Lord. Show us what to do. Show us what it looks like, Father God. And Lord, in everything that we do, God, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. And for anybody that's on the line, hallelujah. That you just may have stumbled across the line today and you say, God, I want to trust in you. I want to trust in you with all my heart, but I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. I want to be saved and I want to know who you are. I ask anybody that's on their line right now, I need you to repeat these words, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you repeated that prayer, hallelujah, and you received Lord in your Christ, you are saved. Find yourself a nice Bible-based church, keep coming on this line, keep getting filled with the word of God, hallelujah. Let me tell you, people of God, if you have any questions or if you just have a certain topic that you want to talk about or that you want to hear about, please send me an email, www.workout.ladyt@gmail.com. Again, that's www.workout.ladyt@gmail.com. Hallelujah. I'd be happy to discuss anything. Let's talk about anything. You know, iron sharpens an iron. Hallelujah. If you had information that you want to add to the sermon or things you want to take away, whatever it may be, hallelujah. We're here for you on MCI Blog Talk Radio. We're here for you. We're here for you in the Word of God. So, people of God, I thank you for coming on tonight. I thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing God to use me and for allowing you to be on. Hallelujah. And understand and never forget that if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. Have a great night. Good night.